WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Half that intro was a lie. Half of that intro was true. Because I'm here. And so is Tim. Yeah, he's not talking. So that's good.
Oh, that was my intro?
That was the intro.
Yeah. We're running a little bit thin tonight because... Well, somebody's sick and somebody else just decided that he had something else to do.
This is two sick days in a row.
That's wild. You know, I've told him for 5 years in a row now, take a goddamn day off. You're gonna get sick. It's going to make you sick.
And here we are. He's called out of two shows now.
Meanwhile, I haven't had a cold in almost 2 years.
I think that's a lie.
No, seriously, I have not had a cold in almost 2 years. It's the COVID. Mm. I blame it on the COVID.
You blame it? Okay. Not sure anyone's ever blamed it that way for it, but here we are.
Well, you know, you stop and you think about it. Ever since the COVID became what it became, there's been no colds or flu seasons anymore.
I would disagree with that, but here we are. Because you just don't know. But we're not here to talk about the COVID. We're here to talk about the Survivor Series.
We watched that tonight.
It was long.
That was pretty much the longest single night pay-per-view of the year.
Well, probably not.
Just about. It was the last pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah, last main roster pay-per-view of the year. And it went. We had a Vince McMahon sighting.
We did. McMahon showed up. He had one of Cleopatra's eggs.
From the sponsor Red Notice, the movie, which is now available on Netflix. It's okay.
So many people on Twitter pissed off right now.
Really? I wonder why. I
Where
I don't...
the hell's The Rock?
Well, they never promoted him.
No, they teased him all night long. Did they tease him? Did they really tease him? I mean, it's the 25th anniversary of The Rock.
I mean, they had a battle royal in his name. It was the Rock 25 Battle Royal. That's why there were 25 people in said Battle Royal.
Which is true.
Which was sponsored by Pizza Hut.
Was it?
Yeah, in case you were
wondering. Are you
sure? I don't know if you could tell, but it was sponsored by Pizza Hut.
I'd hate to be one of the people in the crowd and have a piece of pizza flung into my face by a member of...
So
that would have been mean.
That would have been mean? Yeah. So Rob sent me a DM and goes, so how old was that pizza? I didn't see any toppings come flying off or any steam, period. Wonder if anyone got hit in the eye. Imagine cold pizza, cold flying pizza probably hurts when it lands.
Well, when what's his name first took that first slice out, I was wondering if it was a like a plastic one, like a prop slice.
Yeah.
Right up until, oh God, help me out. What's his name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, he took it and ate the damn thing.
Oh, in the ring, R-Truth gave it to Otis. That was one.
Yeah, Otis.
Yeah. When R-Truth gave him the piece.
I was sure it was just like a plastic prop until Otis chomped into it. And I'm like, dude, watch the roof of your mouth. Not because of hot cheese, but broken plastic hurts.
Yeah, it kind of hurts. Yeah. Not advised. Omos won that battle royal that was sponsored by Pizza Hut that we had. Many shots of the pizza. Poor Byron Saxton didn't get any of the pizza.
So that's a for a definite. I've got at least one right on Pick'em.
I was gonna go with Omos, but I thought it was like, you know, that's too easy. I went Ricochet, and I got it. He was the second to last in. So you know, there was that.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised Ricochet was the second last one left.
Oh,
I was.
Well, you know. Wasn't going to be Sami Zayn as he tried to get Team SmackDown to work together. And, well, they worked together to get rid of him.
Yeah. I don't think that they gave Omos and Shanky enough time.
Is it because no one cares about Shanky?
It could be because he's essentially a nobody, yeah?
Yeah, he's a big guy and nobody cares. Everyone cares about Omos. He's what? 12 eliminations, I think they were spouting off about.
He had 12 eliminations.
The most
out of 25 people.
I mean, that's a pretty good run for Omos.
That's a pretty good run for anybody.
Yeah. So maybe they're going to push him now? I don't know.
I don't know. He still looked pretty green, which is wild because he was wearing red.
I just stood at the screen after that. We had a heel turn on the pre-show.
We had Damian Priest losing it.
I don't blame him. The guitar thing was kind of over the top. Ridiculous. Well,
I do believe I said it to you in Skype chat. I'm done with the Boogs gimmick.
Like, it was cool early on, but it's annoying now.
I'm over it. I am so over it that I'm over it.
Like, Pat McAfee rocking out to it never gets old, but after that, it's like, I'm good.
Well, you know, don't get me wrong. I dig him playing Shinsuke's intro music when Shinsuke comes out, but everything else after that, no, forget it.
Because it took me out of the match a little bit at times, and then when they like when he warned him don't do it, it's like then they actually had a really good 5 or 6 minutes of action between the two.
Yeah, just don't do it again. Final warning.
And then we got I guess I don't. It's weird because they're building him up as this big baby face, and that kind of was a heel turn.
It's like he snapped, but because it's Survivor Series, does it count? Because when's the next time he's going to face anybody on SmackDown, right?
Tomorrow, because everyone's going to be there to be interrogated for the egg. That's the hook of getting everyone there on Raw tomorrow. It's going to be the dual brand show tomorrow. Everyone's going
to
be in the
so he gets to be a heel twice.
I guess. Or is that the whole, you know, light dark thing he's portraying now where he snaps?
So it's a heel on SmackDown, but a hero on Raw. It's not like WWE's ever tried something like that before.
No. I don't know. I think turning him heel in general is a bad move, but if you want to elevate him with Big E on top, you guess you gotta make him a heel. Yeah.
Well, if you want to elevate him while Big E is on top, don't turn him heel until you're gonna have him drop the belt and move into the main event.
Yeah, so like the booking made sense. It's like out of all the matches that you could have had a clean finish on, this was one of them.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I guess because you were trying to get SmackDown a win other than Roman, you had to do it here. Because previewing it on Thursday, I was trying to count numbers. I was like, I know I picked a couple for SmackDown, but it was very lopsided. And we didn't have the Battle Royal then to kind of even it out. And even they didn't use it to do that.
Yeah, Rob basically cleaned up tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, according to the intern, yeah, they won 5 out of 7 matches.
Wow! He's hey, sick. Look at that. The intern, even though he's sick, he's still working.
He was watching the show. He's still maybe he'll give us pick 'em results. I don't know. I haven't checked my email yet. See if he actually sent it.
I did. I've got my email open. He sent them.
Oh, so he did his job. All right, that's good. He's on top of it.
Well, yeah, but you know, he's sick. We could have waited.
Could we have?
No.
No, we needed him for the show. He has responsibilities for the show.
Here you go.
I'm going to take as many digs out as I can because, you know, reasons.
Because reasons.
Yeah, I saw the email. I got it, yeah. So there was that. Let's see. What else happened on the show? We had RK-Bro and the Usos.
What a match. I liked that one.
Yeah, it was good.
I enjoyed it.
It wasn't, I don't know, it didn't blow me away like I was hoping it would have. The finish, though, was good.
I wouldn't call it top tier. Definitely not top tier, but enjoyable for what it was.
The finish with the RKO, they shot that perfect.
That couldn't have been better worked out.
Yeah, he came in last second. They zoomed right in on it. Boom, RKO. Yeah,
1, 2, 3.
By the way, I was told to eat a bag of dicks from an intern.
You were?
Yeah, from the intern.
Oh, the intern. Why would the intern say something so nasty to you?
I don't know.
Because you're taking shots at him. That's why.
I mean,
yeah. You see, he's sick. I'm not taking shots.
Right.
I haven't taken a shot at him ever since we started the webcast here.
Yeah. But RK-Bro got the win. Randy made history. He's had the most, pay-per-view matches in WWE history?
Yep. Most pay-per-view WWE pay-per-view appearances of all time.
So that's a nice stat. You had people like Kane congratulating him on Twitter about it. So
yep.
There was that. trying to think of what other matches happened on the show that we don't need to spend a lot of time on, but we needed to mention. Oh yeah, then there was we talked about the Battle Royal. There's the RK match. Let's talk about the men's Survivor Series match and Kevin Owens walking out on his team.
That was Kevin Owens. What did you say? Heel Owens being heel Owens.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Because I think on the pre-show he said something. I'm going to show you the type of person I am, and if you want me, and afterwards as he walked out, he's like, "If you want me to be a scumbag, I'm just going to walk out to show you who I am."
And after having a shouting match with Seth about starting first, just so he can pull that shit.
Yeah, I mean it works.
So Team Raw at a disadvantage right off the get-go.
What was the Lashley Drew eliminations? I don't know if I like them. I know the idea behind it, but it felt really forced.
I can see your point, but at the same time, I can see how they're working to appease all the Lashley Drew fans and the people that were a little numb. Plus, that Drew didn't recapture his title from Lashley.
Yeah, but it didn't. I know the idea was to protect both of them. But I don't think it protected anyone.
No.
Because it's like, oh, I got in the ring. What? No, I missed it. And then they do the spot later in the women's match. It's like, and that, we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah. We'll eviscerate the women's match when we get there.
I wouldn't say eviscerate. There are some things, questionable things. But yeah, I don't know. And then he ended up getting revenge, but didn't it, and then he took out Rollins, so there's, I guess, setting up a tension for maybe something for Mania. I don't know, because they're maybe on different brands. The work in this match was good. It just, I don't know, something was weird. You go to the Sheamus and Jeff Hardy spots together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what that was going on a year ago between the two of them?
A lot of antagonism, which is one way to put it.
They were pinning Jeff Hardy as a drunk, and Sheamus was the one behind it, and we had a piss test, and we had Jeff Hardy throwing piss at Sheamus at one point.
Yep.
And now they're working together, doing each other, helping each other with moves.
Well, yeah, but the payoff was that the final SmackDown elimination.
Oh, yeah, where Sheamus, after getting eliminated, took out Jeff, yeah.
Yeah, so.
It had a payoff, but it was weird. They're doing the beats, the 10 beats, and it's like, they were just feuding a year ago, and now they're kind of getting along?
They're working together against everybody else, and they're pulling out a couple of the Hardy Boys double team maneuvers.
Make sure to mention that's Hardy Boys with a Z.
Did I not stress that properly?
I just wanted to make sure everyone's clear. It's Hardy Boys with a Z.
Hardy Boys.
What I liked is they had Austin Theory and Seth Rollins working together, who were working together a year or so ago when they were trying to take out Ray's eye.
Yeah.
So they were back working together.
Back when, taking out Ray's eye, and Ray had the fake eye popping out between his fingers.
But say what you will, Jeff Hardy is still over no matter what people do to them.
It's everything that he's done over, the better part of two decades.
Mm-hmm.
And people are still backing him.
That moment where when he takes his shirt off, the crowd goes crazy no matter what.
It's like the signal or some silly stuff.
I don't know. But I thought Austin Theory shined in this matchup. It was worth putting him in this here. He was like, all right, they're going to make something out of him. You can tell they have invested interest in him.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, we had a sole survivor in Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
So his cockiness will continue tomorrow.
Well, would that not have dampened the cockiness a little bit had he not gotten the pin?
Yeah, it would have. But now that he has something to hold over somebody else, yeah.
Well, you know, on the other side of the same coin, he could have used that as blaming everybody on his team.
He could have, but
had he taken the pin, that would have worked as well.
It would have worked as well, yeah. But I like the idea of Seth Rollins winning and the laughter just growing.
Yeah.
He was being cocky as shit on Twitter as well, so that's always good.
You gotta love it when the wrestlers tweet in character.
He tweeted on like Becky's husband won or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was good. So we talked about the men. Now we have the women's Survivor Series elimination.
It started out great.
Okay.
It did. The women's Survivor Series match for me stumbled when the requisite everybody interfere, get involved in the ring and pile in. It deteriorated as soon as that happened. Spots, they weren't missed, but they were not properly on target.
Mm-hmm.
I guess would be the best way to say it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
And it just, the best word that I can is spring into mind right now is clumsy.
Okay. So. I can hide that a little bit. This is a public service announcement to the fans who were in Brooklyn. I don't want to hear any of y'all complain about women's wrestling anymore when you decide to take a few minutes and shit all over it. Rude and disrespectful.
What?
You did not see them doing the wave and all this stuff during the match?
No, I did not see them doing the wave.
Oh, yeah, they were doing the wave and everything like that.
What is it with you people not liking the wave?
It's disrespectful during a wrestling match, Tim.
Okay. And who's decided that it was disrespectful during a wrestling match?
Me, right here and now.
Oh, I see. So because you don't like the wave, it's rude and disrespectful.
No, I like that. I like the wave at a baseball game. Wrestling show, not so much.
Yeah, it depends on where when you pull it out. Survivor Series match? I don't think is the time.
No.
Raw after WrestleMania when nothing fucking matters.
Yeah. I'm going to bring that right up now, LaMans. Chanting for CM Punk? Stupid. Zelina's reaction doing the hand wave thing? Perfect.
Mm.
But yeah, chanting for CM Punk, doing the wave.
I cannot stand Zelina doing that wave. I do have to say, tonight was the exception.
But it worked. It worked perfect.
I'll admit it, because it was perfect. And it harkened back to who the hell was Charlotte fighting when they were the crowd was really against like negative towards the match. It was Charlotte and
Rhea.
Yeah. And Charlotte and Rhea, by sheer force of will, brought the crowd around to pay attention to the match.
Mm-hmm.
And like literally immediately afterwards, it was they were chanting, "This is awesome." Zelina did it with the wave.
Yeah. So there was the Sasha Banks elimination.
Yeah, that was not played up as much as I thought they could have.
She was in the ring.
The rest of the team against Sasha.
Yeah, but she was in the ring. Yeah. She made it into the ring multiple times. Her head crossed through the ropes. Mm-hmm. She's in. The ref should stop the count.
Well, I don't think it's like football where you just have to break the plane. I think you have to get completely on the other side of the ropes.
75% of her body was in the ring. It looked it looked ridiculous.
So,
but again, you're trying to protect her from taking a loss.
Yeah.
And then it took Bianca. I felt like it took Bianca too long to whoop the rest of the team's ass. Feel like it dragged a little bit.
It pulled longer than it needed to.
Like, if you trimmed like a minute off, Natty got some more offense in that she probably didn't need to get in.
Yeah. My whole feeling about the whole thing was the women were like, okay, we're watching for your spots. Get to it. Will you get to your spot? It's my turn. Mm-hmm. Hurry up. And they're taking forever to get to that spot.
Yeah. The man's brought up in the chat about Liv Morgan and Toni Storm. Tony's not a number one contender. She's just getting a match with Charlotte, so we'll see where that goes. Liv is the number one contender. I thought they were going to make her more in this match. It wasn't because the focus became Bianca, the 4-on-1 win to be sole survivor.
Yeah. I have to admit, I was curious about that because they've been pushing Liv.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to be the next one.
Why are you focusing on Bianca?
Yeah, but I guess they want to give Bianca something since they haven't given it back to her yet.
Well, she's the next one to be elevated for the title, isn't she?
I mean, Bianca's going to feud with, Doudrop now, I think, on Raw?
Yeah.
And Liv and Becky is the next program. I'd wait for Bianca for Mania and let her get her win back there, but we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of what Doudrop, yeah, this is a really, really cheap shot. Not at Doudrop, but at WWE. Going with the big girl that works for less money.
Feel better about yourself? Do you?
Well, I had to make a reference to all releases, Rock. I did. I had to.
Okay.
And that's my reference to all the releases that happened.
But here's the thing. That's an old reference because there are more releases on Thursday. Thanks for creating content, guys.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were pissed off.
What did you do an hour show? We did 2 hours.
We had a nice, easy, lazy show planned, and they go and pull this shit.
Yeah, we wanted to do an hour. We did two.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, she's in the chat. Hi, Lindsay. I had to... You
have to make sure you acknowledge her. Is that the deal?
I acknowledge Lindsay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about the women's champion versus champion showdown.
Ooh. You have me convinced this was going to be main event tonight. I thought that would have been, that was a great idea.
Yes. Hashtag head of the table. I thought it was too. And then last minute, like, no, it was changed. I was like, oh, because this is the match people wanted to see the most,
mm-hmm.
based on all the speculation that was involved.
And why would you give that match away at the top of the show when the credo in wrestling is never give the fans what they want when they want it?
Especially without the main event in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially with all teases and no delivering? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But holy crap, these two just went at it, and they were snug.
That was one of the tightest matches I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if everybody knows what I mean when I say that. I'm hoping that people know what I'm talking about when mm-hmm. I say that was a tight match.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was so bang on perfect as to be near unbelievable. And none of it looked planned out.
No. Oh, God, no.
Not one bit of it looked planned out. That's what I'm talking about, a tight match. You can tell whether or not these girls like each other, whether or not they hate each other, and if it's all just a work or if it's the real fucking thing. Doesn't matter. You can tell that they are that familiar with each other. They know each other that well.
It's just the chemistry they have together. Despite all the tension, you saw it in this match. And, like, every every move, every punch, every spear, whatever they did, it just looked really snug and realistic, and they added to it. They laid into it every move a little harder than you normally would in a normal match.
Well, yeah, here it is. When two really, really good friends are booked against each other, they do wind up being a little bit stiffer just for the shits and they go for the hell of it. Especially, if Casey was here, he would back me up on this. He would explain it. You do just that little bit extra with your friend because you know your friend can take it. You know you can take it from your friend. You'd be giving people receipts left, right, and center if anybody pulled any of that shit on you, what these two girls were pulling on each other tonight.
And especially with all everything going on, it just, you can tell they were getting out some frustration.
Yeah, but I'm pretty impressed with the winner. Not the fact that the winner won or the way she won, but the one who didn't win actually doing business, if you will.
Yeah, they had to. And the finish made the most sense. If you're going to have the screwiest of screw finishes, this is the match that should have had it.
Yep.
Just because of everything that's been going on and talked about.
But it was really good. Charlotte getting caught using the ropes and then Becky reversing it and waiting right until the very last second the ref turns his head. And then she grabs the ropes and gets away with it.
So playing back to Becky being a heel, doing the heel thing to get her win.
Yep. Becky looked good tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm. She looked good in the ring, but also, in shape, fit. That's the first time I've seen her wear an outfit like that.
You saw more of Becky than you ever thought you would see.
Yes, and I'm not trying to sound like a dirty old man ratcheting up the creep factor. That's not what I'm going for.
No.
But you could tell that my point is you could tell that Becky is very, very proud of the shape she's gotten herself back into since having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's not easy.
No. Did you know she takes the baby everywhere?
I didn't know that.
She took the baby to Saudi Arabia when they went over.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah. This baby sees the world. They went to the, when they went to the UK, the baby went. When the Saudi, the baby went. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I mean,
makes sense. Since they're both on the road together, it makes sense.
Yeah, this is true.
Becky Lynch would get the win here.
She did.
There's a video on Twitter, on WWE's Twitter. She got real emotional afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Basically crying after about, you know, what happened and everything that's been going on. So it's a must go see video if you want to go see it. It's probably on YouTube as well.
I will be checking that out after the webcast. I'll look for it.
She also ranted after the match about Ric Flair and, you know, the dirt sheets and everything like that. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the best. Charlotte can go home to her dad. She can go tell the dirt sheets. I'm the freaking best. That's a great quote.
It seems like Rick was getting involved this past week with the hype.
Yeah, he's clout chasing again.
Yeah, I don't think he needed to open up his mouth.
No, he started a podcast, so he has to open his mouth.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true. He's got to drive people.
Him and Mark Madden are now doing a podcast together.
Yeah.
So he's clout chasing. He's always going to try to attach everything he can to it. So the theme of the night was about the golden and Cleopatra egg from the movie Red Notice. We had Vince McMahon bring it.
And the by the way, Cleopatra's eggs, that's not a real thing. That was just like made up for the movie.
Yeah. So it was $100 million egg, as he told Roman Reigns as they had an uncomfortable meeting in his office. And I think Roman chat back, so you mean the amount of my next contract? That was nice. Nice little tie in. And then the egg went.
Go ahead. I was going to say, you have to wonder if he had lived that.
He may have. And then the egg went.
Well, just like the way Vince looked at him. That had to have been a perfect ad lib.
Mm-hmm. All Vince segments seem very awkward these days.
Well, that's because Vince is very awkward these days. Have you not noticed?
Oh, I have noticed. I just wanted to make the point. But then the egg went missing. So that's why all the talents are going to be on Raw tomorrow to be interrogated by Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville.
So that's when The Rock is going to show up.
Maybe.
And he'll show up with the egg.
It's going to be Ryan Reynolds with the egg instead.
Oh, right. It'll be Ryan Reynolds instead.
Who knows? But and also we learned that Brock Lesnar's suspension is not as indefinite as people think.
Ooh, it could be lifted very soon.
I would say December 11th in Los Angeles at SmackDown.
Oh, that just sounds like you're guessing to me.
No. It's more than guessing. Thanks to, I think it was the former Staples Center Twitter. It's now the Crypto.com Arena. That's such a terrible name, by the way. Crypto.com Arena.
That's just, yeah.
So terrible.
I have to agree with Lindsay. If Gal Gadot showed up tomorrow, I would accept
that. That's perfectly fine.
That would be very acceptable.
Very acceptable for Monday Night Raw. But your main event was Roman and Big E, non-title.
Oh, man.
I don't know how many times over the years we've sat here on the show and wondered, why does Big E do that dive?
Mm-hmm.
Because he planted himself on that one tonight.
What did I say to you in Skype chat?
I don't remember.
Jesus, that looked like it could have been bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for Big E potentially landing on his shoulder and dislocating it, but the way Roman landed, he landed straight flat on his leg, like on his foot, one foot.
Yeah.
He could have snapped a bone in his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching when these guys do this shit, oh my God.
But they had a pretty good match. They lost the crowd for a little, but they woke them up. And by the end, they were just loud and going for both guys. Let's go, Roman. Go, Big E. Go.
Yeah. Let's go, Roman. Let's go, Big E.
They got into, yeah, whatever it was. They got into it. They had the crowd on the edge of their feet, which is what you wanted. You
had some it was the classic Taste Great Less Filling commercial.
You had a lot of trash talking at the end, which helped the match. Yeah.
I'll tell you what this match did to me.
Hmm.
It made me wind up wanting another one.
Mm-hmm. It also helped show that Big E can deliver in those situations.
Now, we were speculating last Sunday how much of a rub this would give Big E if he was able to knock off Roman.
Mm-hmm.
I think even losing to Roman, he got a damn rub. How many Superman punches in a row did he take? Three?
Was it three? And him standing up right to them, that was, yeah.
Yeah, and then Roman getting ready for the spear, Big E gets up and starts walking toward him, and Roman's like, what the hell? The look on his face was perfect.
Yeah.
But, I was cheering for Big E and really hoping that he'd get the win, even though I picked Roman and had that figured out, that Roman was going to keep his momentum.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, these guys worked.
They did.
And I don't mean that I don't just mean that they put on the hard hats and packed the lunchbox. I mean, is this not the first time they faced off with each other, just the two of them?
If it wasn't, it's been a long time.
Yes, I think that they've had run-ins like New Day and the Usos, or New Day and
The Shield.
The Shield. I'm pretty sure about that, but I don't think Roman and Big E had their night to shine like they did tonight.
Especially at this stage in their careers. If they did, it was early on in there, but I don't remember in a bigger situation than they fought, even on Raw or SmackDown. But they could have. They could have. But there's so much that happens. You don't remember every single time someone's fights each other.
Well, this is not the best main event I've seen this year, but it's right up there.
It's a good main event. We had what Michael Cole called a rock bottom-like maneuver.
Yeah, that would be the rock bottom, Michael Cole.
Like maneuver.
Rock bottom like maneuver. Yeah, Cole, it's called a rock bottom.
Yes, we know. They're throwing in teases. But here's the difference between doing teases like this and, you know, paying tribute to maneuvers like other companies.
Yeah.
This one's going to lead to something eventually.
Yeah. You have to admit at least WWE will have whatever it is they're doing lead to something.
It'll lead to something eventually.
Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't, but it's going to go somewhere.
Somewhere down the road at some point in time. when situations allow for people to show up.
And I still think that, without saying anything, I still think that something's going on for WrestleMania, Rock.
It depends.
Yeah.
It really depends. Like, you could bring him in, especially cause, because you got two nights.
Yep.
One night can be to retire a dead man.
Yep.
The other night could be about Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
And it would make sense because you got to get 100,000 people in a building two nights in a row.
And if I am correct, he's shooting his next movie now through January.
Something like that. Something like that. Maybe a little longer.
And then he's got downtime before the next big project.
Probably. He wants to be James Bond, I've heard.
Yeah, please let that one go.
He wants to, you know.
Well, then he can talk to somebody in Hollywood about creating a new character that's James Bond-esque.
Well, but yeah, they never delivered him tonight.
So.
But they could for Mania either this year or they wait to Hollywood. Like, that's always the option.
That is the option.
Didn't he already shoot down any idea of him appearing in a main next year? He's never going to tell you. He's not going to tell you until it's on TV. He's not going to say in a random presser, yeah, I'm going to be at WrestleMania, until they've actually gone down the road.
And on more than one occasion with more than one superstar, they've actually sworn left, right, and center, yeah, I got nothing to do with it, nothing to do with it. And then they show up.
Lindsay asks, why can't he be James Bond, though?
Because, first off, James Bond is British. Read the books. I mean, don't stray from the source novel. Seriously.
It's 2021.
And it's got nothing to do with, before anybody goes anywhere, it's got nothing to do with, how do I say this without getting in trouble? Looks. It's got nothing to do with that. Did I say it without getting into trouble?
Oh, we'll find out if people complain to you at Flint Forums.
There you go. Yeah, well, first off, he's not British.
Do you really need to be British to be in that role?
Yes. James Bond, Her Majesty's Secret Service, or, yeah.
He can fake it. I mean, yeah, he can fake it. Many people.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He could fake it. There's no way in hell I'm going to buy Dwayne Johnson as British. However, I'd love to see him being a James Bond villain.
Maybe.
That'd be interesting.
But I want a fake British accent on The Rock. I mean,
no.
Yeah, that'd be great.
No. Or he could be make him the next Felix Leiter.
You could.
I mean, why not?
But
that's the one thing about James Bond movies. The majority of them, every time the character Felix Leiter shows up, he's a different actor and a different color. So why not? There's your tradition.
He does a fake British accent while the universe may implode.
You know, Lindsay, you may have a point. The universe might implode, but I still don't think that he could do a fake British accent very well at all. That's like me doing an Australian accent.
Yeah, let's not go there.
It just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I can do an Irish accent. That's different because I'm perfect doing the Irish accent. If you've been to Northern Ireland, that is.
Pick 'em results, Tim.
Alrighty then. Here we go. I'm just going to bring this over so I can actually see it without moving. 13th place. Rock, your wheel. Tell me about this wheel.
It's the magical wheel of fun.
There you go. Okay. Well, the wheel's in 13th place. It went 1-5.
Well, maybe I was funny for them. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, in 12th place, Rob, 1-6.
All right.
8-Ball's doing better. This time around, 8-Ball went 3-3, batting okay. 500.
Rode the fence. All right. It's good.
Yep. In 7th place, we have a multiple tie. Amy, the intern, Lindsay, Sheila, all went 3-4.
Okay.
And then we have a multiple tie for 2nd place. Chris P., Kenshi, you, Tommy C., and me, 4-3. And I cannot believe who's all alone in 1st place.
That would be Subway.
Well, he was the only one left.
Mm-hmm. 5-2.
5-2. Subway reminds me of a broken clock.
He did well.
Broken clocks are right twice a day. So
he tweeted me at some point, or messaged me at some point about he should have picked someone else who won a match. So it's like, all right, he could have been 6-1, but he was 5-2.
But he buggered it up.
He buggered it up. Yeah.
Way to be.
So yeah, that was Survivor Series. It was a long show. But an entertaining show.
I enjoyed it, even though it was like, I look at the clock and I'm like, oh shit, we're going long. I didn't realize.
I didn't realize we were going to go that long.
Until like we got there, until I looked at the clock, I didn't realize that we were going that long. You know, I didn't realize that the show had gone as long as it had until I looked at the time.
It was 12:47 when the women's match ended, and the main event intros didn't start till 11:02. So I knew we were going long at that point.
Yep. Well, I think that was. I think it was what, halfway through the women's match.
Mm-hmm.
So, but. Yeah, that's Survivor Series, and that's the final pay-per-view of 2022. The next time we do a preview show, it'll be for the Royal Rumble.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Is that what we have officially decided?
Well, is that not the next pay-per-view?
Day one, Tim. Day one.
Oh, shit, January 1st, I forgot. But that's a Tuesday.
That's a Saturday, Tim. That's a Saturday.
Oh, but that's a Saturday. So there it is, everybody.
We'll figure it out. We're working
we'll
out
the schedule. We'll get her set. So, yeah.
We're working out the holiday schedule. We're working it out.
I forgot about day one.
I mean, they did that all great marketing where you hold up your finger for one during the show.
Yeah. But hey, tomorrow night, as soon as you're finished watching Raw, tune into the Raw Post Show.
Raw Post Show will be live at 11 p.m. Eastern.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to talk about The Rock?
The Rock? Maybe, if he shows up. We'll tell you who found the egg.
Reynolds?
We'll tell you who found the egg.
What about Gal Gadot?
Maybe.
Is it Gadot? Or
Gadot. I thought it's Gadot.
It should be Gal Gadot, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's Gadot. Yeah,
yeah, it's Gal Gadot. A lot of people call her Gal Gadot. Anyway, like my grandness reminds me, she looks a little bit like Gal Gadot. It's true, she does.
Okay.
With a touch.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's in college now, hey? She's a volleyball player, and the odds are good that she'll make the Canadian Women's Olympic team. Not this Olympics, but the next one. She got, I'm proud of her, she got player of the game on the weekend.
Nice.
Which was really good. So, congratulations, Erica. Uncle Tim's proud of you. That being said, Thursday night, another multi-time award-winning edition of The Rack with the multi-time award-winning host, Lindsay Ward. She'll be joining The Rock. No, not E-Rock, just A-Rock. Our
okay,
rock.
Well, programming note.
Here we go. Thanks for telling me in advance.
Well, what's Thursday here in America, Tim?
It's American Thanksgiving.
There you go. Thanksgiving on Thursday. So our Thanksgiving Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Spectacular will not be happening on Thursday. Will not be available on Thursday like it normally is. We'll be live Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Spectacular reviewing Survivor Series.
Well, you know, I would have said that had you told me in advance.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't, because I like to catch you off guard.
Well, congratulations, you did, because I only celebrate Thanksgiving when it's supposed to be celebrated, you know, for the harvest in October.
Anyway, check out a special edition of The Rack live Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Here you go. All right. So, Saturday, Midnight Dish, as close as I get to it, another edition of the Greater Than Great Debate.
Yes.
CB Radio.
CB Radio will be live this Saturday night, Midnight Dish, as we're on the road to a decade plus four, which is on December 4th.
Something
like that. I think that's the day, December 4th. There's that. We'll be continuing our Greater Than Great Debate on the all-time greatest female wrestling character this Saturday, Midnight-ish.
You bastards. You copycat bastards.
But hey,
we just finished a whole year of that.
And we're halfway through it already.
Jeez. Anyway.
We'll be back next Sunday, though, Tim.
Yeah, we will at 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, another edition of WTR Sunday Night. I expect more of the crew back to entertain you. Rock, I've got a dad joke.
Oh, God.
It's a really bad one.
Okay.
Yeah. And there was a movie on today about a masturbator who couldn't stop crying. Turned out to be a real tearjerker.
I saw that at Flames Forums. You get more jokes like that and more at Flames Forums. Plus hockey talk, wrestling talk, and beyond. It's at Flames Forums with Tim.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, go to Flames Forums and look at my feed. You'll be able to see pictures of what I built today. It's awesome. You haven't seen it yet, have you, Rock?
I've seen it.
Oh, you saw it? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Also saw
that's
legs.
Well, that's what I did today.
I also saw legs on there, too. So.
You saw what?
Pictures of legs. You told another bad joke.
Oh, that was last night. I was talking about, like, I posted it, like, this evening.
I know. I saw that, too. I was
those legs, that was a picture of some girl wearing, you know, like the ripped jeans, the fashion.
I know. I got it. I said, anyway, I was putting over your Twitter, but you just walk over it. So it doesn't matter. It's at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Brent's on Twitter at Kane Kittens. Be his friend. Tell him to get better. Casey's on Twitter at Kyle Driver. Go buy his stuff on Redbubble. Support him. Go watch him work at RCW and beyond.
I think K&M.
Wherever he's working these days.
Yep.
At Kyle Driver.
And remember, it's like Pile Driver, but with a K. Don't spell it wrong. I mean, you have to spell it wrong to get it right. What? Yeah, that's correct.
Whatever. Oh, use credit card.
Anyway, it's...
Go ahead.
Just use creator code ROCKINSOT in the Fortnite shop.
Item shop or Epic Game Store. There's the Naruto skins now and Ghostbuster skins and stuff. Hashtag Epic Partner. Also, at creator code LINZMWAR too. Hashtag ad.
Oh! You got Ghostbuster stuff.
Yeah. There's a video. I posted a video.
I'll be watching Ghostbusters Afterlife this week.
Cool. I posted a video about Ghostbuster stuff on the Twitter at Wild Talk Radio.
Cool.
Of the emo. Go buy the emo in the shop. Do the thing.
Do your thing. And so, I guess we're done for tonight, man.
We're done.
Have yourselves a great week, everybody. Catch you next Sunday night for another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR, Sunday night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.